Hi, hello, this is Julie. Welcome to another episode of 应用易度。欢迎大家再次回到应用易度。Today, we have Marie with me, a female voice. Hi, Marie, welcome.
Hi, Julie.
Marie 现在是在 Serbia 是塞尔维亚啊，那在欧洲那边，所以我们还是有一点点时差的。So, I wonder,how do you think about fashion? 就是呢 ,fashion 是一个非常大的一个很泛的一个话题啊，我也不知道应该问你一些什么好，但是我觉得你可以谈 whatever you want to say. For example, how does fashion change over time?
So, for me, I think fashion is not as important as for most girls. So, over the last few years, I've noticed that fashion has changed drastically. I remember 20 years ago, people wanted to be in fashion. They wanted to make sure that they go with the trends. But now, recently, I believe that people are starting to look better.In the sense that they are more comfortable. We just want to be able to throw something on and take it off when we want to. And it has to look good, it has to be comfortable, and we just want to feel great in our clothing.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I think you really have a unique and in-depth perspective about fashion. But you mentioned something. 我们现在给大家解释一下，刚才 Marie 说了很长的一段关于他对于 fashion 的解读，还是有一点难啊。比如说刚才 Marie 说到说 in the past, people wanted to fit in.
So when you fit in, it means that you look quite similar to other people. Not in the sense that you're wearing the same things, but you look like you are part of a group.And I think that people want to focus on not always standing out, not looking very strange. We want to look similar, but also a little bit different.
Oh, yes. Unique. Very good. Very good explanation. Now I understand. I think others could understand too. Marie 更简单的方式去解释了，就是大家呢就说如果想要 fit in, 实际上是你想要和别人产生一种就是群体感，就不会被别人孤立或者觉得你特别的 peculiar, right? 就不是特别奇怪古怪的那一类人，但同时你又看起来就还是有一点点的那么出众或者是出挑的这种感觉，而不是很我们怎么说呢，很邋遢的那种感觉。 Not like, can we say we don't want to look scruffy to others?
We do not want to look scruffy.
Yeah.
That's why we want something that's comfortable but still usable. Very, very stylish but comfortable. So that's why some people prefer cotton as a material, because it's light, it's beautiful, but it's still stylish. Everything goes together perfectly.
Yeah, I agree. 就刚才 Marie 说到，我们也不想要看起来非常的邋遢，就我们刚才用到那个词叫 scruffy, 就看起来很邋遢 ,scruffy. 但是他每个人其实都想相反的呢，想看起来是 a bit stylish, right? Stylish, stylish. 就相当于我们经常说的 fashionable, 但 fashionable is a much simpler word to use in IELTS speaking test, okay? 所以大家可以学起来啊，用 stylish.这个词来替换一下 fashionable. So, what other words can be also be used to replace like fashionable? I mean, on top of stylish?
So, I like to stick to my able words when I answer a question. So, when I talk, I stick to things like fashionable. But when we want to change it more, we would say that, this is popular. This is part of the trend. We are trying to follow the trend. We are trying to be fashionable. Oh, you look quite up to date. Up to date is also a way to say, wow, you look fashionable.
Yeah, wonderful. 就是除了 stylish 之外呢，我们还可以说是 sorry,Am I right? Part of the fashion. 或者我们可以说 follow the trend. Trend 就是潮流 T-R-E-N-D 那个词。或者说 sorry, the last one is up to fashion?
I'm up to date. You look quite up to date.
Oh, yes. You look up to date.就看起来是我们说 up to date 更新的，但它当然这里的意思是它看起来很时尚的这种感觉。OK, Thank you. And you mentioned throw something on. Does that mean you just put on some clothes very casually?
So the phrase throw on, when we throw something, you can throw it over a room. It's a very simple word. But when you add the on, it just means you easily throw it onto your body. So when we describe this, we would just say, oh, I threw on the shirt. It means I put it on very easily. There's no hassle. It's not difficult. We just put it on and we can leave the house instantly. So it looks good, but it's easy to put on and it's comfortable in that case. So yeah, throwing on refers to the easiness of something.
Okay, thank you. 他其实在强调的是这个东西穿得很容易 ,not difficult, very easy for you to put on. Okay, take it off, 大家知道刚才 Maria 也是提到。So take it off is like you take your clothes off.
So taking off is just the action of removing the piece of clothes.
Okay, thank you. So I have another question that I want to ask you.Do you think clothing can tell the characteristics or the character traits of a person, like many people think?
Well, I believe that what you wear shows who you are on the inside. Obviously, you have your exceptions. But if I see a girl wearing bright yellow, I'm going to assume that she's a bright, happy girl, and she might be quite enthusiastic. But when I see someone wearing all black,I'm going to think maybe they're a little bit upset, maybe they're a bit moody. So I do associate personality traits with what people dress like. I know there are exceptions, but they do look similar in a way. I feel that what's on the inside, you try to put on the outside. So if you're lazy, your clothes are going to look very, very lazy.
Yeah, wonderful. I think the answer is really great. 我们经常说一个人的衣服它会反映这个人的性格。Marie 觉得也是这样，就是如果比如说他看到一个人穿的是 bright yellow, maybe we can say lemon yellow, 就是有点像柠檬黄的衣服，他会倾向于觉得说 tend to believe that this girl is quite enthusiastic, right? 就是 passionate, 大家可以去学习的是这样一个词啊，就是 enthusiastic, 充满热情的。他对生活呀什么东西很积极的这个词，当然我要给大家拼一下啊，它会比较难。Oh, we have to spell that very long word for the audience here. Okay, let me try. Enthusiastic is like enthusiastic.同时呢，如果一个人穿的衣服可能只是黑色 black, 就会让人觉得说这个人是 a bit upset. Upset, Marie 刚才提到这个 upset 就是说 unhappy, upset, 相信大家知道这个词，但是呢要记住去用一下，不要老说 unhappy, I'm unhappy, 你可以说 I'm a little upset, right? Upset, or moody, moody, do you know moody? M-O-O-D-Y, M-O-O-D-Y.D-Y 是说这个人会有一点点的情绪化啊，当然这个东西也不是说非常绝对的，只是呢它会 make the first impression on people that how you are or who you are, right? 就这样一个意思。刚才呢 Maria 提到说 people will associate what you wear with how you think or what your characters would be, something like that, right? So,
yes.
So what does it mean? Associate something with something? Can you explain for us?
To put it together. So, for example, if I say I associate yellow with happy, it means if I see yellow, I think it means happy. Just like red is a lucky color in China. We associate lucky with red.
Oh, yes. 所以就是说联想，联想的意思在中文当中，把一件事情和另一件事情联想起来。Okay, yeah, wonderful. Sounds very impressive. I think we don't have much time. So, right.
Okay. Now, guys, today I want you to answer the question. What does fashion mean to you? How important is fashion to you?
所以这一期呢，给大家的这个问题是啊，你觉得时尚对你来说是一个什么样的东西？或者说时尚对你重要吗？它为什么对你来说很重要 ？OK， 大家没记住这个问题也没有关系啊，我可以在文本里再给大家写一下的。Okay, so that's all for this episode. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.